The Air Force's decision to retain an F-16 squadron at Eielson could bode well for it basing a squadron of the new F-35 fighter jet. Eielson is one of two bases in the Pacific region under consideration for getting the new stealth aircraft. Speaking to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday, former Eielson commander, retired Major General Bob Delaney, said retention of the F-16s at Eielson is a good indication more aircraft could be coming.
There is some synergistic effect to having more than one squadron, depending on infrastructure. I think the infrastructure out there will accept one squadron of F-35s easily.
Delaney, who now works for F-35 manufacturer Lockheed Martin, spoke optimistically about Eielson's F-35 potential, given its proximity to the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex, or JPARC, training area.
There's only about two or three ranges in the United States that can do it. The JPARC is probably the best. This is a national treasure in my mind. I know I'm biased because I lived here and worked here and commanded it, but it is a national treasure, and we need to continue to use it and use it well with our fifth generation fighters.
Delaney described the F-35's high-tech targeting and surveillance capacity and the need to practice with it over a land and sea area like JPARC. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson stresses that Fairbanks has to compete for F-35s.
It's a process that you have to engage in as a community, as a state. It's a competitive process. There is, we need to be proactive, get out and work it, and we will.
Fairbanks is familiar with the challenge of lobbying the Air Force. It fought a major downsizing of Eielson during 2005.